Buenos dias.
Wow, that's the biggest response we've had from a church yet. Good job, guys. Good morning, everybody. We're Chris and Kara. We serve the Lord wherever we are. A lot of time that's in Spain, where we try to serve the Lord wherever we are. Okay, I'm going to stop doing those little things like that. None of us are perfect. And you're going to find that out during this talk as well. So there's our family. We have two kids. They're down here. All of us are really sleepy. We had a really long week. So please be a little bit gracious with us as we, if we're a little bit groggy. There, that's the word I was looking for. But your coffee was very helpful, so thank you for that. Noah's 8, almost 9. Emma's 6, almost 7.
Tomorrow's her birthday.
Yeah. Sorry that you're not at home right now with the grandparents, but our ages are not important. Let's go ahead and move on to the next slide. This is where Spain is. I'm sure most of you know where it is. It's in Europe. It's the southwestern. Maybe I don't know where it is. It's the southwestern corner of Europe. We serve in the capital of Madrid, and actually as of 3 years ago, we moved outside the capital of Madrid.
We live in a small town called Valdemorillo, and we love where we live. We get to hear cows mooing and donkeys braying across the street from our home, but we can drive 35 minutes into the center of the city. So it's a very good location for our family. It allows our children to have a yard to play in, especially during COVID. That was very helpful to have a space to get out when we were all confined for months and couldn't leave our homes unless we were going to the grocery store or the pharmacy or the doctor. And so we are very thankful that God provided that space for us at just the right time. We have been serving in Spain for many years now. I first arrived in 2005 as a single, and Chris came in 2007. We decided to get married that year and went back to Ohio, where our families are, for 2 years before we came back, and our children were born in Spain. We've been there since 2010. So Spain is home for us, and being here in the States is like visiting a bunch of family reunions. Every time we go to a church, it's like a big family reunion and remembering our extended family that's across the ocean from us. So we're very happy to be here with you. Your church has been so generous in supporting us and praying for us, even though we hadn't been here to see you face to face before. So we thank you, and we're going to just share some of what God is doing in Spain and what that looks like in our lives. So we can go to the next slide. I think, yes.
So this is Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what is in all that you do. So we're going to talk about different areas of our life today. But before we do that, I guess this might be a central theme of the talk, but the next slide says, Jesus is like a cucumber. Now, what do I mean by that? We'll come back to that later. As I mentioned, we're going to talk about this, everything you do, whether in word or deed. So acting like Jesus, and then when having the need, using words as well. And we're going to talk about five different areas of our lives. We're going to talk about work, friends, church, activities, and where we live. And you probably could create a similar presentation as well for your own life. And it's actually not a bad idea to do so, just to see where God has been working. I think sometimes we forget that. We forget, we sometimes are in the middle of it, in the middle of our lives, and as human beings, we naturally remember the harder things than the easier things. And it's good to go back and just see what the Lord's been doing in our lives for these past, in this case, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. We live the way we would live here in the States, but we live in a different culture. And often people ask us, well, what language do you speak? Do you know how to speak Spanish? And yes, that's how we do life, speaking Spanish. In our schools where we teach, we speak in English because it is an American school that is also Catholic. And so at school, when we are in the classroom, Chris is a chemistry and math international baccalaureate teacher, and I work with the little ones, 3 to 5-year-olds, teaching music. And then our children are students in the same school where we are working. So this school has been a gift in many ways because our children have to go to school, and it's good for us to work. That is what provides for us to stay there long term with our visas. It's what makes sense for us to be in Spain. If we were just there, people would say, are you independently wealthy? How are you able to not work and be here in our country? And so having jobs is natural. It's what we do to use how God has created us to be. I'm a musician. It's a huge part of who I am. And so I can use that to help others. And he's math and sciencey, and he uses that.
Kara is really good at her job.
And he's very good at his, yes.
I was hoping she would say that.
Now, at work, just like anyone, we are responsible to do our jobs well, to fulfill the obligation of our jobs. And so you have to do the grunt work of preparing lessons, dealing with discipline problems in a classroom, going to staff meetings, grading papers, those kinds of things that can be stressful and exhausting. But there are also opportunities to just say, okay, God, how do you want to work through these normal things of everyday life to open doors for meaningful interactions with people you place in our path? And so you see the picture of Chris on a dinosaur. That is not how he dresses every day.
Well, let's get right to it. That was Halloween. Okay,
yes.
Let's get straight to it. And so one of the things that we want to do, I mean, all teachers have similar job descriptions, but then each person's unique as well. So you have to use, again, like Kara was saying, use the gifts God has given you. If you're very structured and organized, fantastic, use that for God's kingdom. I'm not that way. I'm a little less organized, but I am kind of silly and goofy. And sometimes that offends certain people, and I do apologize, that was not my intention. But for other people, they go, I get that. I get silliness, I get goofiness. And so this was something that was, I was actually a little bit surprised, that it was universally accepted. This was last year during COVID, which was, you know, another pressure we all had to live with. And everybody, it brought a smile to everybody's face. Now, maybe it wasn't the best thing for educationally for me to go around to different classrooms during my free periods and duck my dinosaur's head into the classroom, but it brought smiles to the faces. It brings people together, because that's more important than really education. Kids, education is really important, though. But it's about bringing unity, bringing community, and doing that with who God made you to be.
People still talk about Chris and his dinosaur costume. I mean, it's an inflatable. He had a little motor inside the dinosaur thing that kept it inflated all day while he was teaching his classes. So can you imagine concentrating in chemistry and math while your teacher is up in a dinosaur costume?
I was a good teacher. I did a good job. I can work through that distraction.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, he went to pick up our children. We're at the pickup place where all the elementary school is lined up, and all of the parents go through to pick up their children, and Chris comes trotting through in his dinosaur costume to pick up our kids.
I'll be honest, I was a little nervous about that one. Like Dennis was saying, sometimes you get scared about the things God's called you to do. I was a little bit scared about that one, but I did it, and again, glory to God that it was a lot of fun for people.
And those kinds of things break down just barriers between those that you don't know. It breaks the ice. So by him doing that, people that we hardly ever talk to would come up and say, oh, my three-year-old son loved that dinosaur costume. And they'll just come up after us after school and start a conversation, which leads to other conversations. Sometimes when you put yourself out there and go out of where you're comfortable, God blesses that and allows that to be a way to connect in a more meaningful level with other people. Now, 8 years ago, I was figuring it out. I'm pretty sure it was 8 years ago because Noah was one. We were here in your church with my choir from Spain. Some of you might have been here. I've been directing an adult Spanish choir for 10 years now. And during COVID, we couldn't meet, but we've been together a long time. So that picture up there is our last concert before COVID shut everything down. It was at Christmas last year. And it's been beautiful to see how God uses that open door to place me in a position of influence over many, many people in the choir and in our concerts, being able to share openly with the audience about what the songs mean that we are singing. When we sing about Christmas songs or Easter, I can bring a deeper meaning to what they are for me. And it's been beautiful to see how God has placed me in that position. And I just want to thank your church. 8 years ago, you were generous enough to welcome us, feed our choir, get the word out that there was a choir coming from Spain, and that was a beautiful experience for them.
Yeah, I'll just add one more thing. When Kara... I think I get a little bit choked up right here, but I did. When Kara gives those explanations, it's not just she knows her theology well. It's the Spirit moving as well. Mm-hmm. It's her words come with this power, not just truth, but this power of the Spirit behind it as well. And even when we're weak or weak or strong, we pray that the Spirit's moving behind everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. All right.
So we talked a little bit about work and school. I think the next slide is friends. Is that the next one?
Don't remember. Yeah. Good job. You remember.
Now, these are just natural interactions we have in our lives, just like all of you have natural interactions. If you have children or grandchildren, you've probably gone to a park before or gone to a soccer game or a dance recital. Those are the kinds of things that we do because our kids are living their lives and we're supporting them. And from those interactions, we have developed a whole network of friends that God has brought into our lives. And this is just kind of a challenge, something that we have discovered, developing these relationships. I'm obviously an extrovert. And if you haven't guessed, because Chris is kind of silly, he is much more introverted. He loves being at home and in quiet. And
you can say it. I don't like being around people much. No, that's not fair. That's not fair. I do like being around people. But if I had to choose, like on any given day, what are you going to do? I'm going to be by myself. That's not fair. No, that's not even true either, actually, now that I'm saying it out loud. I apologize. It's what it is it's being with people. Well, this sounds worse yet. Now that I'm thinking about it. But half of you are going to understand what I'm about to say. The other half, talk to these other people. It's draining being around people. Like, I enjoy it. I really enjoy being around people, but it takes energy to be around people, and I get recharged at home. I get recharged being by myself. I get recharged thinking, just having conversations with myself inside my head. That recharges me. So, yeah, we're all different. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you were going with that, but you can keep going.
So to say that, to give an example of one of the things that can be challenging, that can push you out of your comfort zone, but something we've been trying to be more intentional about is... when you are waiting in a place and you have downtime, do you choose to use that time to be efficient and get on your phone and send an email or make a call or do something to take advantage of that downtime? Or do you put it away and look around and say, God, what do you want to do with this moment? And so that's something that we've been trying to do. And I'm not saying that you can't bless people through your phone. That's also a possibility. But I think for Americans, we are very goal-oriented, and we like to be efficient and use our time wisely. And something in Spain that I've been learning is be available. When we set aside the list and we set aside the efficiency for a moment and ask the Spirit to guide us in those down times, He can surprise us with really beautiful things. So one of the examples could be waiting to pick up my daughter for ballet class. She has 3 classes a week. And while I'm waiting, I could be getting things done on my phone, or I could put it away and look around to the other parents that are waiting all on their phones because it's awkward with people you don't really know, and I could just make a comment about one of the little toddlers running around. And that gets everybody looking up, and people are engaged with each other instead of on their phones. It just takes one little comment, like, aw, look how cute, or he likes to run. A simple little comment, and it just breaks the ice, and it can open the door for a friendship that wouldn't have been there before.
Yeah, I was going to say yes to that. I said hello to, when I picked up M after dance class one day, I said hello to somebody, and I guess the person I was talking to was an extrovert, because that started a conversation of 10 or 15 minutes. And it wasn't the deepest conversation, but that's where all relationships start, right? You got to start somewhere. You can't just start with the big things of life. Well, sometimes you can. But that's where it goes. And you never know who's going to be that next friend. You never know who's going to show up on this slide in your future. So you say hi to everybody, you be polite to everybody, you increase, and you make everybody's life a little bit better, and then through that you might find some deeper relationships as well.
You can go to the next slide. we have these different relationships in our lives through our work and through our neighbors and through our children's friends. But we also have our church. And our church is very different than your church. There are 9 of us meeting in our homes. And 4 of those people are our family. So we are a very small group. It was not always that way. It used to be a much larger community. And this is the remnant of what is left from that after some difficult things that have happened. So we moved to where we live now to be a support for the larger community that was there. And then some unforeseen things took place. And we're left with this tiny little group that is meeting in our home or in the home of someone else that's in this group. And so what you see up in that picture is what church can look like on a Sunday morning or a Sunday evening or whenever it works out for us to meet. We gather together, we pray, we study God's word, and we share what he's asking us to do and to apply that in our lives. And we worship together a little bit. And it's small, and God is working. For us, it seems very slowly, but he is at work. And sometimes that can be discouraging because we don't see where he's taking us yet, and it's just 9 of us. But we are excited for the big things God wants to do in Spain. He's at work. God's Spirit is working in lots of really creative ways all over the place, but they're not in really large gatherings most of the time. They're in little things that are happening. And so we're feeling excited about finding ways to connect some of those people. You know, we heard some of these stories today, prison ministry, ESL, working with refugees. When you start hearing stories of what God's doing around you, and then you hear someone that wants to get plugged in, you can help them get connected to those things. And that's something that we're excited to work on these next 2 years, just seeing how God wants to connect what he's already doing in the country, and we can encourage one another and remind ourselves of the bigger picture of him at work. That's kind of what that big picture of all those people are. Every 2 years, we gather with other Anabaptist, Mennonite, and Brethren in Christ churches in Spain because most of us are very small congregations, and we gather for a retreat-type conference, and that is always so encouraging. Just to remember, we are not alone. We are part of God's big story, and we can encourage one another.
You're doing a great job, Kara. Continue, please. All right, so yeah, this is something else that we kind of already touched on this a little bit. This is a continuation of the friends you make, or maybe the parents of your kids' friends. There we go. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to skip over this, but we're really proud of our kids. They're both in extracurricular activities. Noah plays soccer, and Emma is in Spanish dance class, and they're both doing a great job and being a good example to people too. So good job, guys. Did we say that enough? I don't think we plan on saying that enough. Our apologies. Did you want to talk about the other activity? Or? All right, let's go on to the next slide. And finally, where we live. Where you live, too. Like Kara mentioned, 3 years ago, we moved outside of the city to a town. We love where we live. That's part of the reason we love where we live, that it's very, very beautiful. We're able to go for walks. We're able to talk to the local shepherds and see what it's like to be a shepherd in those conversations. I don't know. We get blessed, too, because that one gentleman gave us a bunch of eggs. And Kara made an omelet with those eggs. It was a really good omelet. Just engaging with our community. One day we were up that top right-hand picture. We went up to let the kids go play just outside our little neighborhood. Thanks. You knew I was going to get the word. The word in Spanish was stuck in my head. She knew I was going to get that wrong. Good job. And we went to go up there, and we met some families from the neighborhood, and they're really great families, really polite. They blessed us by taking us in or being really polite to us. They're a Spanish family. And so it's just about getting out into your town. Maybe where you live is a little bit different than where your brothers and sisters or friends live. Our congregation in the city of Madrid, a lot of people there don't have family in Spain, and so they live in apartments in the city. And so we use our house as a place for them to get away. They can get on a bus. We're about a 45-minute bus ride from the city. Hey, come to our house, spend the weekend at our house, go see some beautiful places like this, disconnect. Because you guys know, lives can get busy, and it's really good to be able to disconnect, and we use our house for that as well. Did you want to say something else?
Yeah. We were looking through pictures from the last 2 years as we were asking God what he wanted us to share. And it really kind of surprised us to see how many people have been in our home over the last 2 years, either in our yard because of COVID or in our house. And it's hundreds of people that have passed through our home in the last 2 years. And so that is one of the ways that we naturally just show the love of God to people, by blessing them with hospitality, inviting them in for a meal, being intentional about Thanksgiving. It's not a holiday that's celebrated in Spain. And so every year we try to invite different Spanish friends so they can have the experience, and we invite some believers we know to be there to just give a little salt to the conversation. And with those kinds of opportunities, friends that might never want to go into the church or visit an organized church activity would come to your home for a meal. And so when you invite them in and you also have other believers there with you, they can meet people that are not just you, that love Jesus. And that is a way to little by little just share your life with others. So that's a big way that we just allow God's Spirit to guide us, just through normal things of eating together.
You might be thinking, this is not special. I would agree. Hopefully this is not special. Hopefully you're not sitting there going, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe what's going on in Spain. No, this is just us being Christians where we are. And so we want to challenge you guys. That sounds a little bit strong, I think. We want you guys to do the same thing. But there's a really important part of this as well. Now, who remembers that really weird question at the beginning of our talk? Or it wasn't. It was a statement. It wasn't a question. It was a statement. Jesus is a cucumber. So what do we mean by that? We mean Jesus wants to be infused in all parts of our lives. When Jesus is that cucumber to our life, our water, and if you don't like cucumbers, that's fine. There's lots of things you can put in your water, like strawberries or mint or lime. But when Jesus is infused in our lives, those in all parts of our lives, that's where we give our best testimony. As I mentioned before, the Spirit needs to be moving through everything we do. And so I want to encourage you to do that. If you just know there's just a part of your life where he's not in control, where he's not a big part of that, get him in there. Get him infused in your whole life.
Yeah, get close to him. Be in the center of his love, as we heard this morning. Just get apart from the craziness of life and spend time with him so that he can fill you up, so that you can be a blessing to others. We've shared some of these stories. We have so many stories, and there's never enough time to share them. So you're definitely welcome to ask us about anything in the back after the service. We have so many beautiful examples of how God has been working in just the normal things of life. And as we get ready to say goodbye, we would ask you to pray specifically for Spain. There is a need in our small church in Sierra Oeste, the western mountain range of Madrid. We're a small group, and a lot of people are really hurting from what has happened over the last years. And so we just pray that God will bring healing and that he will bring a renewed vision for what he wants us to be as a church in our neighborhood, in our town, in our spheres of influence. So you can pray for the Sierra Oeste Church. Also, we discovered this year that I have developed vocal nodules, which are a nightmare for singers. And this year was very taxing on my voice, teaching 4 days a week, 3 to 6-year-olds, all day long with a mask on was not very good. And so you can pray that God will bring healing to my voice, and I'm going through vocal therapy so I don't have to have surgery, but that's something you can be praying for. And also for our visa situation, going back to Spain, it's always a little bit stressful. This time, in particular with COVID, we don't know what limits will be put on the borders. We're supposed to go back on the 24th of August. And so we just ask that you'll pray for all of the details of passport control, and hopefully they'll let us go back, all of us as a family. So those are some very specific ways you can be praying, and just pray that God will work in Spain in powerful ways and bring together those that are seeking him and help them to grow closer to him. And we just want to say thank you, and we have kind of an interesting way to just make you think about this.
Yeah, so thank you. Kara mentioned earlier her choir had visited here 8 years ago, and you guys were so welcoming during that time. Financially, you guys have supported us as well as a church. I'm sure there's individuals in here as well. It's a thought that, I don't know if it came to you or me or both of us, but it's this idea of, what's that thing that shows up at the end of TV shows or movies? Credits, that's it. Yeah, the credits. So you get this scrolling credits thing. I feel like each person has their own credit reel in their life. And there's going to be all kinds of different people on that. In movies and TVs, a lot of us know the directors or producers or the stars. But there's also people further down on that list, like the assistant to the key grip to the, you ever look at some of those? I don't even know what those are. Some of those jobs that take place in movies. I have a feeling in a lot of the people's lives, there's going to be your names on their credit list as person who prayed for them or person who prayed for another person who was working in their life. So I want to encourage you guys that even those little things that we were talking about that you can do, saying hello, giving even a little bit of money to a program, I don't know what word I was looking for, but it just flew away from me, to a program, to a ministry, every little thing that you do is going to show up in somebody's credit reel, and in heaven we have an infinite amount of time to go ahead and look at those credits, so don't worry, you will get credit for it one day.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Lord, we just thank you for your presence here. We thank you for how you are at work in this community. We thank you for the generosity of this church family and how they are blessing people right here in Elizabethtown, in their county, in their state, in their country, and around the world. And we know they're very intentional about bringing blessing to the ends of the earth. And we thank you for that. We pray blessing over this congregation. Help all of us to walk closely with you and allow your Holy Spirit to infuse our lives in every part of who we are. Amen.